All right. Hello, STP. Welcome out to our Sunday Business Fundamentals training. I'm Kristen, and we are so excited to have you with us tonight. If you watched the masterclass of investing yesterday, you know that it was a huge success. We maxed out our capacity on Zoom at 1,000, and then we had another couple thousand join us live on YouTube. So really great job to everybody who shared their link. And we've already heard amazing feedback and appointments are being set. And the best part is we're going to do it all again next week. So next Saturday, the 29th, we'll host a live encore event on Zoom, and we'll also offer the overflow broadcast on YouTube again. So make sure you keep promoting this week. And just FYI, there is a new link on your Sales Team Pro dashboard. It's going to say encore event. So make sure you share that one so that people can log into the appropriate Zoom. And then tonight we have another awesome training planned for you. Brad Gerard and his team are going to coach you on one of the most important disciplines in this business, creating and sticking to a block schedule. So be ready to take notes. Brad needs no introduction. You probably see him on LFIC and MPI, but he has been with the company 33 years. He has 46 RVPs, 500 licensed agents, and $750 million in AUM. And he lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, where I'm sure it's very cold. So thank you for being with us tonight. Brad, take it away.
Hey, Kristen. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Good Sunday evening. It's actually not that cold up here. Fortunately, we live on the coast. We want to just share some training with you this evening. We're going to start off with my good friend, Ben Shepherd. We asked him if he could contribute tonight because this is a big part of what built his business as well. Tonight is all about block scheduling, how to set up your calendar, how to set up your life to have a winning, winning life and a winning business. And so it's going to be an amazing training tonight. And so let's start it off with Ben.
Good to be with you today. Just wanted to talk to you about, Kristen asked me to talk about a block calendar, and I honestly believe that it is the most important reason why some people are successful in Primerica or really in business, and some people aren't, right? We're so used to being work processors as an employee, not work creators. And when you think about what's the hardest thing in Primerica is for the new person to build a client base and build a team. And the question is always, where do I get my leads from? Where do I get my appointments? I would venture to say if all of you had someone set up your appointments for you, that you would just go, of course, go on them, right? And Primerica would be easy. Sometimes the business is very difficult if you're just thinking about it and not doing it. But just to kind of take you back to exactly what I did when I first started, I like to think of myself as a hard worker. Thank God I had parents that taught me a strong work ethic. But despite my work ethic and self-discipline, I didn't trust myself to, I just wanted to make sure I was going to be successful. I didn't want to leave anything up for chance. There was zero chance that I would put myself that I had to go back to get a job or go back to my job or another job because I wasn't making money. I wanted to retire my wife from her job as quick as possible. So I was like, how do I make sure there's zero chance that I'm not successful? And the answer to that was, it's a block calendar. Okay. So people in Primerica unfortunately waste too much time. They'll put an honest day in for their employer, but not for themselves and their family. It just never makes sense to me. So all I did is I just blocked out all my days. Okay. So you want to have a certain amount of study time until you're fully licensed. Don't stop studying until you're fully licensed because it's very difficult to get in and out of study mode. And then I would spend 4 hours a day marketing and prospecting. And I'll talk a little bit about that later because that's the most important part of your day. I would schedule everything. I would schedule lunches. I would schedule interviews in the afternoon. I would schedule F&A's appointment. So what does that look like? Well, let's just say you're scheduled to do 3 F&A's after dinner. And for some reason they reschedule. I would go to the office and I would make phone calls during that time. most of you will probably go home and say, oh, my appointments blew up. I'm just going to go see my family. No, if I was scheduled in Primerica, I gave it my all. And you're either on an appointment, you're looking to set up an appointment, but let's get back to the 4 hours of marketing and prospecting. So I'm an introvert. I don't like people. I don't like to talk to people. No one hates phone calls more than me. But I just knew that if I just sucked it up, went through it for 3 years, I would never have to do it again. And that's exactly what happened. So there's about 15 to 20 different ways that I would generate leads, which I don't know that we have time to cover that today. Maybe I'll cover a few of them. But all I would do is every day I would just rotate what I did, right? So it could be networking with CPAs, estate attorneys, and other professionals. It could be doing community events. It could be sitting down with teammates and working on their top 25 list and making those calls. But not a day went by where I didn't put in that 4 hours of marketing and prospecting. Some of you will do it for a day. Some of you might do it for a week, but very few of those you will commit to it long term. And that's 100% why you won't be successful. Or it'll be 100% why you will be successful, period. I know it's not sexy to think about, man, I thought I had all this independence. I have my own business now. I can do whatever I want. But unfortunately, I see people act as if they're financially independent before they are. And I just stuck to that. And the reason I rotated it every day is because I did not want to have any inconsistencies in my calendar. If all you do, like if social media is one of your 5 to 10, and all you do is that, you're going to have some slow periods because it's not going to work all the time. If all you do is wellness workshops, you're going to have some slow periods because it doesn't work all the time. So you have to rotate. You have to be consistent. You have to make sure you're tracking everything and having a great follow-up system, right? That's all important. But what began to happen is I began to have, of course, I began to fill up my calendar, right? I went from, you know, 4 appointments a week to 8 appointments a week to 12 appointments a week to 16 appointments a week. And here's the tricky thing. As you begin to have success, what you're going to make the mistake of doing is you're going to scale back on your 4 hours. Like, well, my warm market's growing. I've got a team now. I've got some things happening. So you're going to make the mistake of no longer blocking your calendar. Like, I don't need to do this anymore. What's going to happen inevitably is you're going to go through a slow period again and have to ramp up again. So momentum's a powerful thing. So the biggest thing as you begin to do this week after week, you're going to feel like not doing it or you don't need to do it, but that's the biggest mistake. So I did not take a day off. What will happen is your forms of marketing prospecting get easier because you're more and more markets, right? If I'm calling my client referrals, I'm working with my teammates, I'm in these warm markets. Of course, it's less cold calling. It's less reaching out to business owners but I still need to block that time in, right? You should always have over 1,000 names and numbers on the list. Okay. So success is not an accident. And this is part of paying the price, right? Again, not easy, but thank God it's not easy, because if it was easy, they wouldn't pay me what they pay me. They're going to pay you a lot of money if you do this, because it's just the absolute key to build a business is just making sure that, like, to the point where you should schedule family time. Okay. You know, some of you that are starting, the reason your spouse isn't supportive is you're not making money, right? Well, I promise you, you have a block calendar for several months in a row, you're going to make a ton of money. And then what you have to do is you have to schedule all your family time, schedule time with your spouse, schedule time with your kids. Why? Because if you're laser focused on your goals and your block calendar, you can't go back and forth all the time. It's amazing to me that if you have a job and it's 40 hours a week, that you'll never deviate from that because you don't want to lose your job. But somebody in Primerica will just do whatever they want all day and their spouse will give them all these chores, right? No, you have to establish boundaries. Would they do that if you had a job? You have to treat this like a job until it becomes like a business. So we talk about freedom. But in order to have freedom and massive passive income and not have to worry about money and not have to worry about where my appointments are coming from or where my income's coming from, it's a short period of time, right? 2 to 3 years of doing it. And then all you have to do then, this is the exciting thing. Because I know some of you are like, man, this sounds like a lot of work. But the cool thing is I did it for 3 years and I never had to do it since. And occasionally I'll go back to it if I want to grow. If I want to grow and I'm a little slower than I want to, or I need more appointments, or I want to recruit more people, I'll just go back to the same and I'll just do it little bits here and there. But I never have to go back to what I had to do, because at that point, once you have your client base built, you just have a system in place to bring a lot more value to those clients, have a better relationship, quarterly follow-up, all the things that we always talk about, right, in terms of service. And then your clients just send you referral upon referral upon referral upon referral upon referral, and you never have to do this stuff again. If someone would have told me you're going to have to prospect the market for 30 years, no way, I'm not doing it, okay? But I was fired up because, like, what's 3 years in comparison to the rest of my life, right? And guys, if the prize is big enough, the price doesn't matter. So there could be 2,000 people listening to this. And I promise you, I hated marketing and prospecting more than all of you guys combined. But my family, my goals are more important than how I felt about it. You know, I didn't feel like picking up the phone. I would just look at a picture of my family, my wife, my kids, and I would pick up the phone. I mean, it was worth it, 100% worth it. And to be honest with you guys, the mistake that I made, although I wanted to stop doing it, I should have done it for a couple more years, because I'd have a bigger client base and a bigger team. And I also made the mistake of not doing more recruiting when I started, right? I was anti-recruiting. I just wanted to have a client base built and be able to make a great income and not worry about distribution. But that was a mistake as well. I wish I would have gone back and done a little bit of both, because of course I would have been able to pay it forward more, have a lot more offices established, a lot more RVPs, right? I'm just sharing that because hopefully you can learn from that mistake. But whether you're interested in distribution or creating clients and securities, hopefully it's both. The block calendar is really the key that unlocks everything in Primerica. I promise you, anybody that is a $1 million earner did a block calendar for probably 3 years. So again, people will rent their life away to an employer that doesn't give a rip about them or their family for 30 to 40 years. What's 3 years? And it's not 60, 70 hours a week. It's probably 40 to 60, maybe, for 3 years. And then you're probably a $1 million earner. In my opinion, it's worth it. It was worth it for me, 100%. It's the reason that I was able to build a business. And again, like I said, when I want to take my business to the next level, I go back and I do a little bit here and there of the block. I might do 1 day a week of it, right? Or 2 days a week, if depending on the situation. But for that initial stage in Primerica, for 3 years, I was just relentless and I was obsessed with it. And went to my office, right? Some of you guys that, again, I'm not saying you can't work from home, but just make sure that nothing interrupts that calendar. If you're blocked out to prospect the market for 4 hours, that's all you're doing. You can't start checking your Facebook or do this or do that. Like, people have an issue with focus. So I live by that calendar. That's what I did. I didn't get distracted. I didn't go golfing. I didn't go fishing. I didn't go spend time with my kids if it was blocked out for Primerica time. That's what I did. But it's worth it, guys. I'm telling you, this is it. This is everything. If you want to build a great business, you have to schedule success. It's not an accident. But if you commit to this block calendar for a couple years, huge success is absolutely inevitable for you. I hope this helps. Talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ben. $1 million earner, Ben Shepherd. Listen, I hate to contradict Ben too. He did a great job for us, but I've actually been tested and I'm in the Guinness Book of Records as being the person that hates prospecting the most of anybody on planet Earth. So I know he hated it, but not as bad as I hated it. And so block schedule saved my life. And I want to just quickly, I'm going to bring on our first guest tonight, who's an exact example of what block scheduling will do for you. Renee is a regional leader in our business. She makes $150,000 to $160,000 a year. But I want to talk about her just in a second, but I want to show you, this is my hierarchy right now. These are my RVPs. This business pays me $1 million plus a year in just pure passive income. I have no personal clients. I wrote no sales, no insurance apps, no mutual. I'm my only client. The only business that I do on an annual basis is my own investments. And I came here for freedom, and I got freedom because of block schedule. And we're going to go through the details of that, how it looks, how my week looked. And we're in a second with myself and my two guests tonight. And so if you're interested in a business like this, this gets built really with about a 3 to 5 year, very disciplined schedule. And that's what block schedule is all about. So anyway, without any further ado, I want to bring our first guest on. She's got a dinner waiting for her, and she graciously accepted the invite to come and help us out. Renee Lodge,
hey.
Regional leader. Now listen, when the pandemic hit, Renee is not the world's biggest introvert. She, I think, is the world's biggest extrovert. She's on the farthest side of me. But she's a regional leader in my business and almost RVP. She'll be RVP in the next few months before the convention and over $200,000 of income. But when the pandemic started, Renee kind of lost her way because Renee is a social person. So when the pandemic started, all of a sudden you can't go see people anymore. You can't talk to people. You have to move to your house. You can't go to the office really. And we had just built a brand new office. And so, I'm probably stealing your thunder, but Renee started working at home and then decided, listen, I can't do this. I've got to go to the office. So working from home sounds sexy. It sounds romantic. It's wonderful. I work from home. I'm productive, but I don't have young kids. I've got an office. I've got a setup exactly for that. And so for some people, working from home is not the best thing. And for Renee, it wasn't. And Renee went to the office and her income exploded because of that decision. And so Renee, take it away.
Well, I can't really, I'll just elaborate a little bit. So as you can probably see, I'm sitting on my couch right now at home. And when we got back from the Bahamas trip in 2020, the world shut down very shortly after that. And so we were all excited about the new office. You know, I was had just gone full time about a year before that, about a year before that, I'd gone full time. And it was our second trip that we'd won. And I was excited, this new office. And Brad's absolutely right. I am so far from not liking talking to people. I love calling people. I love talking to strangers. I'll talk to anybody. You put me in a room at a party and I'm going to know everybody, their birth dates, their underwear size. I'm going to know everything about them because I'm a people person. Yeah, I got Lisa laughing and that's good, right? So because I really truly enjoy people and not everybody is like that. And so that is probably one of my biggest downfalls too, is that everybody thinks, oh, I got to be extroverted like you. No. Guess who the big winners are? They're the ones that are not as extroverted as I am. And one of the first things Brad said to me is, Renee, if I had your personality, I'd be rich. Well, my response was, well, dude, you're already rich. So how can you help take my personality and make me rich like you? So I had to implement things that were not in my personality, that were not making me rich. And so what is that? Now, just by talking to me for a couple of minutes, you probably figure out I got that adult ADD thing going on. So what did I have to do? When the pandemic hit, I felt like I had no structure. None. Sitting on my couch because my house is very cozy. I don't have the nice setup. Brad has a fantastic setup. Lisa and Mike got a great setup. Lots of people have a home setup. I did not. And so I said, Coach, I'm dying. I get up, I stay in my pajamas. Like, that is so not me. I'm dragging my ass. It's like, I don't feel happy. And he's like, go use my office. And that's exactly what I did. Is I got up and I went to Brad's office and I sat at his $1 million desk and I sat with SNSD posters all and trophies and plaques all around me. And I sat there and I made the calls. I blocked schedule. I did exactly what he told me to do because I need structure. Because if not, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff that is not pertaining to what we need to talk about because that's my natural personality. Because I'm interested in you and what goes on with your life. Instead of focusing, I need to have super strict guidelines. So I went to the office every day. I made the calls. I did have clients that wanted to see me that were comfortable. You know, you put on the mask, you don't do what you got to do. But regardless, if I had not a block scheduled, made the phone calls, made the sent the messages. One message to a friend that was like a bitching on Facebook about how broke she was. One message turned into about 20 clients and easily $2 to $3 million worth of business, like investments for me last year. So I skilled up, I block scheduled, and I paid attention, and I did what Brad most of the time told me to do. I want a business like his. So what would be smart? Monkey see, monkey do. So I'm going to do what Brad did, and I'm going to focus, put my nose to the grindstone, put my head down. Now, I don't do a lot of socializing. This became my social life because, you know, I'm not like 30. I mean, I know I don't look 60, but I am. So I've got some life experience and some friends and lots of things that I could do. But I know by my past work ethic, if I put my nose to the grindstone and focus, I will have what Brad has because I have been, I've had a successful sales career in other professions when I was a pharmaceutical rep and in my past life. I just focused on that block scheduling. That's what I did. And it worked.
All right. So talk just as we leave, and I want to let you go, talk about
all good
coming to the office. I mean, how far away do you live from the office? Because everybody will have an excuse, right? A lot of people will have an excuse. Oh, you know, I can't run my life this way. And, it's easy for you. You don't have kids at home. You don't have the other things, which granted, that is true, right? But it wasn't convenient for you to go to the office every day, but it was critical for you to go to the office every day. So how far is the drive to the office?
Minimum about 40 minutes drive. So I live in Abbotsford. So, you know, for our American friends, I live east of the office. So the office is closer to the city of Vancouver. And I drove in 40 minutes every day. And I listened to Audible. I listened to every book Brad told me to listen to. I'm listening to them. That's what I did with my time. I'm on certain, Primerica business leaders. I'm listening to them. I'm listening to their training, Cody Askins, whatever it is that Brad says, listen to this. I'm listening to it. So 40 minutes in and 40 minutes out every day. And there's lots of times where I've been stuck in traffic, but I didn't care. I was going anyways, because I knew if I sat on my butt at home, a lot less would get done. So it's not convenient for me to get to the office because it's not that close, but it was worth it. And there are people that drive 1-2 hours a day. I lived in Toronto. People drive 1.5-2 hours in traffic into the city of Toronto to go to work. They drive into Vancouver. I get it. But it didn't matter what was going on in my life. That was the most important thing. The most important thing. And you talk about excuses. Hey, people have lots of excuses of why not only is the drive, the convenience, they got lots of life excuses. Yes, I don't have children. I have adult children that are moved away. I don't have a spouse. You know, I went through a divorce, right? Got to keep going, right? Things happen in your life. Crap happens. You got to go do it anyways. So I went anyways, no matter what was happening. I decided that nothing was going to stop me, even if it was, uh-oh, there's an accident on the freeway. Got to go. Got to be there. By myself. And Brad used to say to me, Renee, you're trying to make this fun, because I am the queen of fun. I love fun. You're trying to make this fun. You're trying to make it exciting. It's boring. Don't try to like it. Endure it. And that's what I always say when I'm getting kind of bummed or slumped out. It's like, don't forget, endure it. Don't forget, endure it. I just keep, remember what Brad said, endure it, endure it. That's all I keep thinking.
And it's paid off. You're on your way to Marco Island next month. You did how much business last year? Five and a half million personal.
Yep.
7 million on your team. One of the top people in the country. Made $150,000 last year.
$153,000.
I apologize.
That was fun. That was fun. But the fun part wasn't, the fun part got paid for by the not fun part.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. 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 You are a perfect example for that people need to hear tonight about why you have to discipline yourself, why you have to run your schedule rather than your schedule running you. So thank you so much for hopping on with us tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. See you tomorrow. Have fun. All right. All right. Our next guest, I've known this woman for probably, I don't know, how old are you, Lisa? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, do we have to say?
No. I've known her all her life. And we've been business partners since she was 21 years old, I think. I started at 24. And so we've lived our entire adult lives in this business. And Lisa's a great example of why you should block schedule. We learned this early on in our careers, and it's allowed us to live the kind of life that we live right now. So Lisa, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Brad. I'm just going to share my screen here. I loved what Renee said, and my first slide here shows the money on it, because really that's what block scheduling is about, right? It's about that. It's about time management. And when Brad asked me to talk, look, I do believe in that. And, you know, just as much as Renee said that through the pandemic, because she was so social, man, I am so the opposite. I'd be the person in the corner at that party she was at that she was trying to find out about, right? But as we talk about block scheduling and time management, see, for me, when the pandemic hit, my husband and I, and we had to work from home, we worked together in the business, we started working at our kitchen table. Well, guess what happens? We were completely unproductive. It just didn't work. And so you have to adapt. You have to figure out what's important. What I realized through this time is that without a schedule, nothing happens, right? You have to plan your day out with a schedule. Make sure you do the most important things, not what seems important. And you know what? It's really easy to get confused in that. It's really easy to do those things that are easier to do, maybe more fun to do, that just come our way. And so we started there, and we realized not too long after this, you know, after we were confined together and trying to work from a kitchen table, it wasn't going to work. We weren't productive. So we cleared out. He moved into the TV room and I moved upstairs. We cleared out a bedroom upstairs, and we started to plan our days, because you know what? There's something that happens when this is your only thing, like for most of you on this call, maybe and you're required to make income, you must make it work, right? So what do? Well, you know what I started doing? I leave a note on my desk each night with my follow-ups for the next day, because I found that I forget what to do. I forget about that person that I said that I would call. And so I started leaving a note on my desk each night with the people that I need to call the next day. And you know what? Sometimes I used to kind of think, well, that's kind of dumb. You should be able to do it. No, it helps, right? I have to plan that. Planning seems hard at first sometimes, I think, but the more you do it, the easier and the more freeing it becomes. You see, here's what I felt my life was like when the pandemic started. Everything was just falling around us, right? You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to make sure. And so what I've learned about time management, not just through the pandemic, but over time, what I've learned is there's some real keys about time management. One is that if you really schedule your time, it increases your productivity. You can condense time frames. I found that every time I do that, things happen and it reduces stress. You ever known that you should do some things, but you forget to do them and then you're stressed about it afterwards? Look, having time management, having a schedule, having a plan changes all of that, right? It helps you be less stressful. It improves your self-esteem because rather than being angry at yourself, you feel better about yourself when you do it. And I think it really helps us to achieve better balance in our lives. Look, things happen in our lives that we have to do, but you see, you have to plan for it, right? We have to make sure it increases our self-confidence. When I know that I've given my word that I'll call back and I call back, listen, I feel better, right? Probably so do you. But really, what does it do? It helps us to reach our goals. That's the reason that we joined this company, wasn't it? That's the reason that we're here. So what do we do? How do we do it? Well, I think you have to organize your day to organize your time. There's so many things around us. I think sometimes there's so many things that seem important. And so I think you have to block all your important time obligations. What are they? Listen, through the pandemic, my father-in-law went through cancer. I'll tell you one thing that happens when someone does that is you never miss an appointment. And you know what? You know why you don't? Because that's important. We made sure that was blocked in our calendar. You couldn't miss that. It was done. We gave extra time. You would as well, but we don't a lot of times treat our Primerica business the same way, right? We don't treat those obligations as important. I think you have to make your schedule simple. Plan things at the same time each day. If you make it a habit, it's going to be a lot easier for you to stick to it rather than try maybe doing 2 o'clock today and 3 o'clock tomorrow and 10, plan at the same time. They used to say, to do prospecting in the morning, to do it. I think Bob Safford was one of the big keys to doing that. Was he said, plan your time. Look, without that time in our day, what do? Well, we let anything else take priority, right? Without a schedule, we tend to do the things that we like to do and we leave the others to chance. I can honestly say I'm guilty of that, whether it's calling, whether it's follow-up or setting appointments. Yet these are the things that position us to make money. So how do you start? Well, I think there's a few things. I think first off, you get a planner. Do you know, it's awesome to have the calendar on your on Google Calendar, but sometimes if you have a day planner as well, I keep my calendar up most of the time so we can see it. And we use Calendly as well so that we can book our times in there. My times are set and you can schedule your day that way, right? On my Calendly, I don't have the entire day open because I'd never get prospecting done. I might never attend that important meeting, but I have blocks of time open on there that either our reps can book us to if they need help with things that I can do my own appointments on, that we can do client appointments on, but you have to have something that is going to help organize your time. And I consider something like Calendly, whether you do the free one or whether you pay, I think mine is $12.99 Canadian or something like that a month. That's an investment in my business. Look, I think the other thing that we have to do is we have to learn to say no. If it doesn't work in my schedule or you don't have time, you just have to say no, or sorry, I can't talk right now. I'll get back to you. Sometimes people call if I've scheduled my time to make calling. And a lot of times I'll just send that message back because sorry, that doesn't work in my schedule. That call that I take that might be on a personal basis might last for 15, 20 minutes. It's going to take me off focus from my prospecting time, right? I think we have to protect the times that are so important to us. I think a block schedule will give us more time. Make sure you block off your daily non-negotiables. What is it that pays you? What are the things that pay you or position you to make money? See, for me, it's LFIC on Tuesday. I wouldn't do an appointment during that time. I don't do an appointment during that time. That is blocked off. I block off STP on on Tuesday mornings. For us, I know that Tuesday, I can't start my day at 8 or 8:30 because I'm already booked, right? My time's already in there. I do MPI on Thursday. That happens at 9:30 Pacific time, our time. That time is blocked off. You won't find it open on my calendar. But also, in addition to that, my team meeting is blocked off. Our Saturday training is blocked off. Someone said to me, well, I have a close to do on Saturday training. Listen, I'm a key member of our team, of our hierarchy team. Brad never has never, ever called me and said, hey, are you going to be on Saturday training? He never calls me at 9 o'clock and says, hey, hop on the training. You know why? Because we start the show. We're on the training by 8:30, 20 to 9 our time when the training starts at 9 because it starts early. Does your team, does your RVP, does your national sales director, do your business partners feel the same way? The addition that I made that has really begun to help our business is Monday to Saturday, our hierarchy does a power activity hour from 10:30 till 11:30 Pacific time. Now, what is it? Well, we do a Zoom phone blitz, a Zoom activity blitz. And you know, since I blocked off that time, and I've had people in my business say, yeah, but I don't want that kind of a schedule. I don't like that. I didn't get in here to come in here to have a boss. No, you came in here to get wealthy and free, just like we did. Right? He came in here to make money. Well, the reason it's blocked off for me, and I don't just sit there, I make calls at that time, is because I want my team on there. Well, you know what I found is having this done, having this hour that we have to make calls, man, it saves me so many hours in a day from the times that I've thought about making that call and that I should have. Look, a blocked schedule helps you recognize when you're wasting time or avoiding what you know you should be doing. I think we've all done that. And we all have 168 hours in a week. How are you spending yours? Look, I had to reevaluate. I've had to reevaluate a few times through this pandemic and gone, hey, what's happening with my time? Am I productive? Am I not productive? Well, this 1 hour a day that we're doing for calling, I'm telling you, it is amazing. If you don't have a hierarchy that does that, or you're not sure what to do, listen, you can buddy up with someone, get a workout partner, have someone that you become accountable with that can keep you accountable, that you do a call, you do an hour of calling together. All you have to do is do a Zoom call like this and mute yourselves out and make your calls for an hour. There's so many resources that we have in this virtual world that we can do this. The real question that I have is, does not having a schedule make you money or cost you money? See, you could take and really work. I think if we all look at our time, I was on preparing for the talk today, I was on a website. It was talking about, look, if you take the time to prepare, you can give yourself back 15 to 20 hours a week. Well, you know what? The older that I get, I like time. Time matters. My dad's 83. Time matters. Every moment that you have really becomes important. And so does having a schedule make you money? If it will, then I encourage you right now to pull out a calendar, to begin a block schedule, and look at your time. Maybe this next week, track the time that you have and go, how much time have I put in my Primerica business? And you see, I think if we grow our time, if we really increase our productivity, man, we can completely explode our incomes over this next year in 2022, which is the goal. So Brad, that was my 10 minutes. I'm going to turn it back to you. And thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Lisa, for giving us your thoughts and your time. That's awesome. All right, guys, let me share my screen. I saw somebody on there say, hey, do you have a PowerPoint? I'm going to put this onto the STP Telegram, my PowerPoint. So hopefully you can use that. It'll help you out. So this is all about block scheduling. And I know it's difficult to do a whole training on block scheduling. You know, it seems like it's a mundane thing. Seems like it maybe isn't, you know, that important. Don't you have a script? Don't you have a presentation you can give me that I can use? I'm telling you right now, all the scripts in the world mean nothing if you can't discipline your schedule. And so anyway, let me go through a little bit. A lot of people say to me, I want freedom like you have. And I have a lot of freedom in my life. I live my life on 7-figure passive income, but I'm focused on moving it to 8 figures. But I've got a lot of freedom in my life, freedom to do what I want to do. But that freedom only came because I disciplined myself around a block schedule. And so if you want maximum freedom, you have to embrace a block schedule. I'm going to show you exactly what that schedule looked like for a second. But listen, a couple of philosophical things for you to contemplate and to think about. First of all, every life has more than one potential. Every decision that you make moves you towards an objective. And every decision that you don't make moves you towards an objective. So your life ultimately becomes a series, the culmination of a series of simple disciplines or simple errors in judgment. And that's what I see that stops people from succeeding in our business more than anything else. It's those simple errors in judgment, not managing their time properly. And it's those simple disciplines combined that culminate into success if you become successful here. So think about this. 24 hours, just like everybody else, there's nobody who cheated and got 25. And there is nobody who cheated you and gave you 23. Everybody has 24. Jeff Bezos has 24. And the homeless guy downtown Vancouver has 24. And every single person in between has 24. It all comes down to how you use that block of time. That's what determines where you end up. So you are the CEO of your bank of 1,000 minutes a day. Now we have 1,440 minutes. We're going to give you 440 to sleep, to do whatever you want to do with it, 440. You have 1,000 minutes every single day to be productive. That's your bank of time. Invest it wisely. Listen, a scheduled life becomes a successful life. A scheduled life becomes a successful life. And like Lisa said, a lot of times people would come to me and say, as I try and get them onto a block schedule, they would say, oh, well, I didn't come here because I want to have a boss or I wanted to be disciplined. I came here for freedom. I came here because I want to be my own boss. And I'm like, look, most people cannot handle being their own boss. Most people can't handle that freedom. And we see it right now. Everybody's trying to work from home. Most people cannot be productive that way. And so, you know, embrace the block schedule. The block schedule needs to become your boss. That's your boss in our business, is your block schedule. And so let me kind of go through this and then show you how my blocks were laid out, how my week was laid out. And because, you know, I didn't work 7 days a week. You don't need to work 7 days a week. But I always say, look, show me your schedule and your routines, and I can predict your future. I can tell exactly where you're going to be a year from now if I look at your schedule, if I look at your calendar and your routines. It's very simple. You don't need a crystal ball. There are no mysteries in business. There are no mysteries in Primerica. Everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be based on how they manage their schedule. Everybody ultimately ends up wherever they're supposed to be based on their ability to manage their schedule and then build a team and help that team manage their schedule. So people want to succeed, but their routines and schedule models people who don't. And so they're guaranteed to lose. I sit with so many people and they go, I want to win so bad. And I'm like, yeah, but your schedule or your routines model people that don't want to win. And so you're guaranteed to lose. You will not win. Nobody will succeed if their schedule and routines are the schedule and routines of somebody who loses. Nobody bypasses that. Nobody escapes the punishment that you get by not managing your schedule properly. People love not having a boss, yet the excessive amount of freedom usually guarantees failure. So here's something that you just have to embrace. Discipline equals freedom. Freedom does not equal success in the beginning. Freedom is not success. Discipline equals freedom, which is success. But freedom for most people is not success. And that's why you have to live your life around a self-imposed, because we're not bosses. There's no stick here. No one's going to fire you. In our business, a lot of people say to me, oh, the greatest part of Primerica, I can do whatever I want. There's no boss. There's no quotas. It's unbelievable. I can show up when I want, come home when I want. It's amazing. It's the greatest part of Primerica. And I always say that is not the greatest part of Primerica. In fact, for most people, that's the Achilles heel of their business. That's the worst part of their business. The greatest part of Primerica is at $300,000 of income, which is where Lisa's almost at. At $300,000 of income, you get full ownership. You own it for life. It becomes a legacy business. That's the greatest part of Primerica, ownership. Nobody can ever take it away from you. Ownership is the greatest part. Maybe the worst part is no quotas, because very, very few people can be disciplined without a self-imposed quota or schedule that they put upon themselves. You remember this? Imagine going to school and not having a schedule. Imagine if they said, hey, just show up whenever. Imagine how many of us, I mean, I barely made it out of high school as it is. I failed grade 11. Hell, I failed shop. Who fails shop in school? I missed way too many days. So they failed me. But imagine if there was no schedule and they said to all teenagers, show up when you want, you know, study when you want, do whatever, right? You don't succeed without that schedule. And so let's talk about the week and how your week really looks, how your week needs to be set up in order for you to get maximum success. Ben said 3 to 5 years. I told you in the beginning, 3 to 5 years. For 3 to 5 years, I ran my life on a schedule. And at the end of that 5 years, my life changed. I didn't have to run. I was financially independent. Now I run my life on a schedule today, but it's a different schedule. I don't do the same things. I don't have to do the things I don't like doing in the business. Ben doesn't have to do the things that he doesn't like doing. Roy doesn't have to do the things that he doesn't like doing, because for a period of time, we forced ourselves to do the things that we don't like doing. And because of that, now we can do what we want with our time. So let's talk about the week, how your week looks. So my week was always broken down Monday to Thursday. Very specific things happen Monday to Thursday. And I'm going to show you the blocks and how the blocks broke down and what I did during those blocks of time, Monday to Thursday. So Monday to Thursday is our prime time. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, your prime time. It's prime time to do your op meeting, because that's when you'll get the most amount of people to show up. It's prime time to be on kitchen tables. That's when you'll get the most amount of people who are willing to meet you for appointments. Friday's a bit different. Friday, you've got, instead of having like three blocks of 4 hours each on Monday to Thursday, Friday, maybe you've got two productive blocks. Friday night's not the best time to do kitchen tables. People want to go out and party after a week. So a lot of times, Friday evening is a different kind of block. Saturday is another scenario. And so what I did was, for Monday to Thursday, I ran my life around the blocks that I'm going to show you. Friday, I did 2 blocks, 8 o'clock until noon, and then 1 o'clock until 5. And then I was done Friday evening, unless I had something I could meet people. Sometimes we do potlucks and stuff like that. I'd get together with the team and things like that on Friday, because I knew that most people weren't going to be in the field Friday night. And then Saturday, we'd have our training. And then Saturday afternoon was always a good time to do kitchen tables on new recruits. You know, carry backs for new recruits. New recruits are going to be a lot more flexible than prospective clients. And so I would do that type of stuff, orientations. I do their own personal plans. I try and do those in the off hours. So that's what I would do Saturday afternoon. And then sometimes Saturday afternoons, I would get a kitchen table, but you know, it's a little bit trickier on Friday nights and Saturday, especially Saturday night. A lot of people are not really keen on kitchen table Saturday night. So Saturday night, generally I was off, and then I'd take Sunday with the family. And then Sunday night about 6 o'clock, I'd go to work again, and I'd have a block of managing my schedule for the week and make sure that I came into Monday with a full week booked, just like any doctor, any dentist, any professional is always going to show up with their week booked out. I think people sometimes ask me, what do you think the main reason why people fail in Primerica? It's that they don't do the right things at the right times. You know, they don't show up every Monday morning with their week booked up. They don't understand the critical importance of managing their calendar, managing their schedule. And so here's the way the block schedule worked for me and my business and my upline, Jerry Beyer. We are exact duplicates of how we run our businesses. So block one every day was my prospecting and booking appointment time. Block one was a really critical part of my business. Without block one, there would be no success in block three. Block two was my recruiting activity. Block two was where I did interviews. I did orientations. I did hiring interviews. Block two was recruiting activity block. And block three was field activity. That's where I would train my advisors. That's where I would train my reps. And that's where I'd make money. So let me kind of show you how I ran my life by this schedule. So here's what I considered block one. Block one was the sacred block. Nobody got into block one. Block one was sacred. Block one was so critical. It was so important that without block one, none of the other blocks worked. None of the other blocks mattered. You will fail in the business without block one if you're trying to scale and build a business operation. You have to have block one. I always used to say, listen, if Glenn Williams calls my office, or at the time it was Art Williams, but if Glenn Williams calls the office, take a message, I'll call him back after block one. Nobody gets to me block one when I'm trying to build this business. Now, block one was 8 till noon. Block one was where I did my drive for 25. I'm talking about what I do today and what people should be doing today. Growing my LinkedIn contacts so that I can get messages out, growing my Facebook friends so I can get messages out, sending my messages. Lisa talked about our activity power hour that we do 10:30 to 11:30 every single day. That's in block one. That's all. Block one is all about booking appointments. Our goal in block one is to make sure that we're booking 2 to 3 kitchen table presentations every single day. That is what block one is about. Now, if you do not do block one, if you don't find a way to book those kitchen tables, and I understand probably a lot of people on a call tonight, you're part-time and you're like, well, I don't have that 8 until noon. I'm working. I don't have that 8 until noon. So we'll talk about that in a second. But if you manage your part-time properly, you'll be able to transition to full-time, and then you can really take off in the business by running your block schedule. The reason that you want to be full-time is because you can devote all of your blocks to building your business, whereas now some of your blocks are having to be given to someone else so that you can make a living. And so get your cash flow up, manage your schedule right, and you can be full-time in the business and then run your schedule like this. All right, so that's block one. Block one is the sacred block. And this is where a lot of people make a mistake. Right? They don't treat block one with the respect that block one demands and it deserves. Nobody gets into block one. I must book appointments. My appointments block one. So I send all my messages. I answered my calls. I booked my appointments block one, or at least set them all up. I sent a lot of messages a lot of times block one. People would call me back at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night when they got my message or they got off work. And then I booked. But without me getting those messages out, without me doing that block one work, there was no field activity. That was not going to happen. There was no recruiting activity. So block two became the building block. That's where I would really build my business. From 1 till 5 o'clock, I would do recruiting interviews, hiring interviews, orientations with new recruits. I'd get name lists. I would do all that activity in block two. Now, if someone says, a brand new recruit calls you up and says, hey, can we get together? Yeah, I want to get my name list done up. I can meet at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. The average person in Primerica would say, oh, okay, Thursday 10. Yes. Yeah. That's let's schedule a time then. What if a client calls and says, hey, I've got $100,000. I want to move. Can we meet Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock? Most people would go, oh my goodness. Say, yeah, 100,000. Yeah, definitely Tuesday at 11. I got you scheduled in. I never did that. I knew that if I did not manage my block one properly, if I did not treat block one properly, there would be no other blocks. The other blocks would eventually dry up. There'd be no activity in my business. And so block one was the sacred block. Block two was where I filled it with building activity. I did a lot of recruiting interviews in the beginning. I'd go see people in restaurants and tell them my story like Bill Arender did. And then after a while, I learned Shane Rudman's message, and I would just call people and get them into the office. And then when they'd see the opportunity meeting, I'd meet them for hiring interviews, do orientations, I'd do their F&As and stuff. That was all block two activity. And you can see from noon until one, you know, I'd be freed up. Sometimes I'd go for lunch with somebody on the team, or I'd go home, you know, and have lunch at home. And then at 5 o'clock, a lot of times I try and go home at 5 o'clock, have dinner with the family, and then get ready for block three. Block three is the money block. Right? Block three is the money block. Now, without block one, block three doesn't happen. So many people in Primerica, they go, well, you don't think I want to be in the field at nighttime? You don't think I want to do 10 kitchen table presentations a week? You don't think I want to write $10,000 of premium a month? And I'm like, well, I get, no, you don't. If you did, you would. I mean, that's it. It's not that difficult to do. You're just not managing your schedule properly. You're not obsessed with making sure that the things that need to happen actually happen. So block three is the money block. Monday to Thursday night, minimum Monday to Thursday is my money block. That's your prime time to do appointments. And so from 6 o'clock until 10, and I would run my schedule usually 6 to 6:30, my first kitchen table of the night, 7:30 to 8, my second kitchen table of the night. And then I would always book my carry backs for later. So if I did a kitchen table with somebody, and I would say, I wouldn't say to them, once I collected their F&A data, I wouldn't say, hey, so we're meeting we're sitting here Monday at 6:30. Does next Monday at 6:30 work for you for the carry back? I would never say that, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to have the carry backs later, because sometimes the carry backs go longer. Sometimes you're filling out paperwork, you're doing apps. But I'll tell you what, once you've got that relationship established, I found nobody complains. Sometimes I would say, hey, when we get back together, I'm going to go through a lot of data. And, it's probably best to do it when the kids are in bed and stuff like that. Everybody's eating. Everyone's, you know, kind of calmed down for the night. How does 9 o'clock next Monday work for us to get back together? And so I try and push my carry backs later in the evening so that I could still get two kitchen tables done earlier in the evening. So I try not to get my carry back time commingled with my kitchen table time. So block three was always first kitchen table presentations, virtual kitchen table, some people call them now, or financial house presentations, if you're using the video. But that was your kitchen table appointments, your carry backs. And if I didn't have a kitchen table or a carry back in my block three, then I was out looking for a kitchen table and carry back. Hector Lamarck one time said, I didn't darken the door of my house until after 9 o'clock at night. And so I decided that's the way it's going to be. Now, I had young kids when I started the business. I love my kids, you know, and I sometimes, you know, you come home and they're laying in bed. Well, guess what? When I get home at 10 o'clock at night, I sometimes wake my daughter up and we play for an hour, you know, and hang out, you know. And so, and she doesn't remember, why did you wake me up? I lost sleep. You know, she doesn't remember any of that. She doesn't remember I wasn't home a lot of evenings. You know, but she definitely remembers when we went to Disneyland. She definitely remembers that I was at every event, you know, for school and all her sporting events. She remembers traveling around the world, all the things we were able to do when she became 5, 6, 7 years old, and I was financially independent. And so, you know, don't use your family as an excuse for why you can't block schedule. Use them as the reason that you must. And so anyway, that was my block schedule. All right. So if you don't run your life by your schedule, then your schedule will be consumed by your life. If you don't manage yourself to do the things that are critically important, the things that are urgent will take all your time. And so make sure that you're running your life by your schedule. Paperwork should never be done in block hours. I did all of my paperwork late in the evening when I got home, my FNAs, inputs, and all of that type of stuff, policy reviews, all the things that I had to do. I did that later in the evening when I couldn't meet with clients, I couldn't meet with recruits, and I couldn't call people on the phone to set up appointments. Study and skill up training should never be done in block two or three, only block one. Today, it's much easier. You can be on STP and still be pumping out your messages, taking notes, pumping out messages. You can be on LFIC, taking notes, pumping out your messages. And so you can multitask today like never before, but definitely not block three. I never spent any time skilling up, studying in block three. That was always money time being in the field. And so you've got to just manage your blocks properly and make sure that each block has a very specific purpose. Now, if you don't run your life by your schedule, Google Calendar and Calendly, you'll probably not be very efficient or effective in the business. If you talk to all of the big money makers in Primerica, they all have automated systems, automated calendars, automated schedulers, you know, and so make sure that you've got that set up. And I love this. Your real competition is your distraction. Your real competition is your distraction. It's not the other companies. It's not the other people in your office. The real competition that you have in your business world is your distractions. Determination over distractions will be the key to building a long-term residual income, producing financial juggernaut that will keep paying you long after you're gone. That's the key, determination over distraction. That's why you've got to block schedules. So starve your distractions and feed your focus. Starve your distractions and feed your focus. And you do that with that discipline. So here's a few things. And as we kind of close down, set up your day the night before. I learned this from Bill Whittle early on in the business. He used to always say, write down the six most important things that you have to do tomorrow the night before. And then the next morning when you wake up, you will know exactly what you have to do. You cannot wake up in the business and be successful if you wake up in the business and say, all right, let's see what we can get accomplished today. Nobody does that who's professional. You always should know exactly what you're doing. Every block of your day, every day of your week, you should have an exact schedule laid out so that your life becomes a routine. Your schedule becomes a routine. And so set up your day the night before. Lisa mentioned that. Put yourself in distraction-free mode, especially if you're working from home right now. You know, and I've got a lot of moms in my business, a lot of single moms in my business, a lot of moms with young kids in my business where the spouse might be out there working and they're at home with their office. But they put themselves in distraction-free mode. They have blocks of time during the day when they just go into their closet, they go into their room, they hand the kid the iPad, turn on Netflix, whatever you got to do, and make sure that you go in distraction-free mode for a period of time. Here's one thing that I see that kills people in our business. They go, Brad's not working. He doesn't have a job. I can't go pick up mom at the airport. I can't deliver the papers downtown. I can't paint the fence, take out the garbage, do the laundry. I can't do those things. I have a job. Brad doesn't have a job now. Get him to do all of that family stuff that that needs to be done. That's a killer in the business. You may not have a job anymore, but your job is your schedule. And so when someone says, hey, grandma's coming back into town from her trip to Italy and needs somebody to pick her up at the airport, you need to say, well, hey, why don't you take time off work next week and do that? Well, I can't take time off work. That cost me to be able to do that. I got to take a sick day to go and pick up grandma. And you go, are you kidding me? That's going to cost me tens of thousands to take a day off possibly in my business. And so I can't afford to do that, right? And so anyway, that's just something to think about. Some of you that you're, the people around you are treating you like, well, you don't have a job, you can do it. You got to put yourself in distraction-free mode. You've got to live by habitual routines. Habitual routines. The easiest thing that and the best thing that you could possibly do here is just develop habitual routines. Do the same thing every day, all the time. And when you do that, eventually it becomes a routine that gets you free. And then eliminate distractions and time wasters. That means people. Sometimes you got to get rid of people. Sometimes you got to get your social media fixed. Sometimes you got to get rid of your social media if that's distracting you, or the chores or the TV or the other things that you've got. Constantly remind yourself of why you're doing this business. Make sure it's front and center. Constantly remind yourself. I say all the time, it's so easy to forget why you're fighting the war in the middle of a battle. It's so easy to forget why you're fighting the war to financial independence, the war for freedom, in the middle of the battles. And so always remind yourself why you're doing this. Put pictures up, do a vision board, have it in front of you, because it'll be so easy sometimes to just say, I just don't feel like doing it today. And if you don't constantly remind yourself, those days become frequent, and then success, the opportunity to succeed leaves you. Here's what's great right now, and I don't want to say this loud, but use Alexa and Google or Siri. It's amazing right now what you can do. You can set alarms for every hour, every 3 hours, every 4 hours, and you can have reminders coming up on those alarms to keep you on track. I remember talking to somebody in the business, and he told me he met a billionaire one day, and he was having a conversation with this billionaire, and the billionaire was wearing like a Casio watch. And this NSD said to him, I got to ask you, you're worth $1 billion and yet you wear a Casio watch. I don't understand that. And the guy said, I've got the Rolexes. I've got the Peter Muellers. I've got all the nice stuff, but this is the only watch that I could find that I could set an alarm on to go off every single hour so that I can remind myself that I need to be productive every given hour. And so when that alarm goes off, I look at myself in the mirror and I say, were you as productive as you could have been the last hour? And I'm like, wow, man, what a money-making tip, right? So if you're wearing a Rolex right now, then maybe you got to do what I do. And I just throw my Rolex. I keep my Rolex here to remind me I got a Rolex, but I use my iPhone and my Google and my Siri to go off to remind me of the things that I got to do to stay on track. Find a workout partner, find somebody. That's why we run now a virtual office. And maybe that's what you need to do. Find some people to do a virtual office, make your calls, do your block one together. Maybe they're in different states or provinces, or they're in different cities, or you're working from home right now. Do your block one together. Get on to the common Zoom and just mute out and keep your camera on, and everybody can see that you're doing calls. We have a scoreboard. So we'll run a 20-minute calling block, and then at the end of the 20, an alarm goes off, and then we put teams together, and then each person says, okay, here's how many messages I sent, and here's how many appointments that I booked, and we keep a score on the thing. Make it a game. Find workout partners to work with, and then be accountable to a coach. Find somebody who will help you become accountable. This is my absolute every single week. This is why I ran block one. My block one had to culminate in having at least 10 kitchen table presentations booked for the week. That was my goal. By Thursday, I would look at my next week's schedule and see, am I booked up? Do I have 10 kitchen tables booked that week? If I don't, I got to work Friday. I got to work Saturday. I got to work Sunday. I've got to make sure that I show up on Monday morning with 10 kitchen tables booked. And I'm telling you, if you treat block one as the sacred block, you have no problem showing up on Monday mornings with 10 kitchen tables booked, of which 40 to 50% of them will postpone, cancel, not show, dark house you, dark Zoom you, whatever. But the 5 or 6 kitchen tables that show up will absolutely convert to 2 life apps on a weekly basis. That's a $10,000 a month premium-based business. You'll write $10,000 a month with 2 apps on a weekly basis. That'll pay you $100,000 a year if you have your fund license and you're skilled on funds, which you wouldn't be on STP if you weren't. get yourself to that kind of schedule. That's $100,000. If you're making 100, that'll get you to 2. If you're making 4, that'll get you to 5. I make 1.1. I want 1.2. There, you can never have enough $100,000 chunks of business. And so anyway, that was my daily block schedule. And then I built my entire business around a 90-day block as well. So every 90 days, I would look at my schedule. I believe this. I believe that it's going to take most people 12 to 16 90-day blocks, which are broken down into a daily block schedule and weekly block schedules. It's going to take most people 12 to 16 90-day blocks to get financially free and have a business that will generate $200,000 to $300,000 of passive income so that you can then start working on the business instead of just working in the business. And so no matter where you're at right now, even if you're in the gutter, even if you didn't have a great year, even if you're struggling, even if you're wondering, is this going to work for you? Why isn't it working? Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe God doesn't want me here. Maybe these are the wrong questions to ask. The right question to ask is, how many appointments did I book this week so that and how many appointments am I showing up to next week? When you fix that issue, and people say to me sometimes, Brad, where am I supposed to get 10 appointments? I go, whoo, that's awesome that you're asking that question. Just asking that question is worth a fortune to you. The problem is in Primerica and in my business, most people don't even ask that question. So just asking that question, where am I supposed to get my 10? You will find the answers. The universe will bring you the answer. So start today, right? Why delay? Look, the next 12 90-day madman cycles, the next 12 blocks are going to go by anyway. 3 years is going to go by in a second anyway. And so where you're at, though, 3 years is going to determine how you manage your schedule. So look at your calendar right now. And maybe what you need to do is pull up your Google Calendar and clear it off. And start fresh and say, okay, I got to figure out my calendar. Now, if you're part-time and you've got 40 hours that you're working in the week, I've got to be straight up and honest with you because I came full-time right away because we were in Canada. We had no choice. To get licensed, you had to come full-time. And so it was more difficult. Today, people start part-time. Renee was part-time for quite a while. And then when we were able to get her to the place where she could see replacing her income, six-figure income, she was able to jump to full-time. But it's a lot tougher when you're part-time because you got to even be more disciplined than a full-time person in the business because you have less time to work with to manage your schedule. But here's the bottom line. We all have 168 hours a week. And if you spent 40 of those hours sleeping, that leaves you 128 hours. If you spend another 40 working at your job, or let's say 50 with rush hour going to your job so that you could make a living, what does that do? That leaves you 70 hours to eat, to spend time with your family, to do your skill up. Surely to goodness, if you cut out all the extracurricular activities and you just focused your energy, surely to goodness, even a part-time person working 40 to 50 hours a week can find 30 to 40 hours to dedicate to their business. And I love what Jim Rohn said. I work my full-time job to make a living, and I built this part-time business to make a fortune. And when my part-time business is paying me so that I don't have to do my full-time job anymore, I'm going to be able to spend full-time building my fortune. And that's what you have to do. And that's why it's so important to block schedule. I love what Gary said. Gary says, oh, you have the time. You just pick something else. Think about that. You have the time. You have the time to book 2 kitchens a day. You just pick something else. You have the time to show up every week with 10 appointments booked. You just pick something else. Now, let me give you a little resource to help you out. And then if Kirsten has any questions there that she wants me to answer, I'll be happy to answer any questions. This is a book that, I read this book last year. I think I've got every single person in my business reading this book. I think this book is a game changer for a lot of you. Atomic Habits by James Clear. I listened to it on Audible. I'm not a great reader, but I also bought the book. It's so good that I bought the audio and I bought the book because there's so much content in there that really will help you out. And the whole idea around it is just simple, tiny, incremental changes lead to long-term, huge rewards. And that's our business as well. Some people think I've got to be some sort of game-changing type person to be successful in Primerica. That is not the case. You just have to work your simple disciplines over an extended period of time, and you can have success like everybody else. I did not come here to be average and ordinary. I came here to be significant, not insignificant, and your block schedule will guarantee your significance in Primerica. So anyway, Kirsten, that's my presentation. I don't know if we have any questions that people have that I can answer. Or
That was awesome. There's only one question here from Cardia. She says, when do you incorporate time to do FNA data input and contacting home office?
Okay, so we live on the West Coast. So the West Coast makes it easy. Home office opens at 6 a.m. So that's when I've got my West Coast reps. If you have anything that you've got to do at home office, guess what? They're open at 6 a.m. As far as data, putting in data, FNA data, it's either early in the morning before SCET block one, or it's always later at night. So when I get home at nighttime, in the old days, our whole focus was picking up policies. We were picking up whole life UL policies, and then we'd come home and we'd have to analyze those policies and go back with a viable game plan. We didn't have a full FNA like we had now. And so I did all of that work in my off hours. When I get home at nighttime, I just sit at the kitchen table with my policies or my FNA data, and I'm running the FNAs and I'm doing the policies in the off hours. So I didn't do that in my blocks. I always tried to do that in off hours. And if you're on the East Coast and you got to work in head office time, listen, every single leader that you hear speak on STP, anybody that's making significant income, I mean, a quarter million plus, all of them went and got assistance early on. So that the faster, Mark Younger told me this back when I was a regional leader, just trying to get this thing going. He said, the sooner you can stop contacting head office, the more positive and productive you will be. And it's not that head office is bad. It's not that they're negative. It's just dealing with the paperwork and all the things that have to be done in the business. This is so distracting and sometimes so frustrating that it prevents you from doing the things you got to do in the business and be positive. And so the faster you can get an assistant, even a part-time person, pay them $20 an hour for a couple hours a day. That's where all of us started. The faster you can push off any of the dealings that you have to follow up on paperwork or order paramedics or whatever you have to do, the faster you can get that out of your hands, the more money that you're going to make in the business.
Awesome. Somebody else just asked, when do you read your self-improvement books?
Well, the great thing now is you've got Audible. And so, you know, my car was always university. I never listened to the radio. I always had Tony Robbins on, Tom Hopkins on. Today it's Grant Cardone, Tom Ferry, Gary Vaynerchuk, Hector Lamarck. It's Audible. It's podcasts, always while I was driving. And so any of you that drive or you're in rush hour, you're driving to and from work, your car should be a university. That's where you self-improve, or in your off hours. It's easy to do the right things and be successful. And it's also very easy not to do the right things and fail. And you have to discipline yourself. Don't fill your calling time with easy activity. So like Renee said to me, she used to say to me, man, I hate doing these calls every day. I hate it. And I'm like, you're judging whether it's good or not based on whether you like it. If broccoli tasted like ice cream, we'd all have a six pack, but we don't. Because it tastes horrible, right? And so that's prospecting. I always used to say, listen, find your prospecting that you like to do the best or that you hate the least and do that. It's like you go to a shelf and there's arsenic, there's cyanide, there all these poisons are on a shelf. Pick the one that you can stomach the most and do it. That's prospecting. Find the thing that gets you the result and just do it. Don't worry about if it's likable. It's not going to be likable. If it was likable, everybody would already be doing Primerica. Everybody would be making $1 million a year. And so don't come, just find the thing that you got to do, discipline yourself to do it, and just understand, I embrace the toughness of this thing, the discipline that it takes, because I know that the majority of the human race will not do it. And that's what gives me the opportunity to be wealthy.
That's awesome.
That is it.
One more question. Right. Tanya is asking, what do you recommend for a new person to study their investment license, during which block or outside the blocks?
Well, I would definitely, I mean, it is tricky. You've got to get those licenses out of the way. That's really critical time. If you've done field training appointments and you're skilled to the place where, hey, if you had a license, you'd be out there productive. Getting those licenses is very important. The thing about the license is you only do them once, right? You only have to study one time. We renew our licenses, but you only have to study one time. And so, you know, for those of you that aren't licensed yet, or you're not fully licensed, that's where I would say, maybe I'm going to give you an exception. You've got to get those licenses out of the way. Now, if you can do that on the weekends, study on the weekends, do the courses in your off hours, all the better. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what's the point in going out and doing tons of appointments and building a big team if you can't override them? I mean, we're here to make money.
Awesome information. Thank you so much to you and your team for coming on tonight. Go ahead and close us out. Oh, and also everybody, make sure I'm with Roy Tuesday morning, 8:30 Pacific. He's going to be giving updates from this past Saturday and instructions for this coming Saturday. But thank you, Brad. Go ahead and close us out.
Thank you.